Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh now. 6:30 on a Monday morning and 49 degrees, kind of, well, almost chilly out there compared to what we've been having. Gasoline prices remain fairly consistent over the last couple of weeks. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg saying the average price per gallon in the country fell a penny to $2.25, and she expects prices to keep going down.
We still have very abundant gasoline supply. We have demand being hit awfully hard. It's not only a seasonal decline this time of year. We also have a very weak economy with unemployment claims up. We have a great deal of inactivity in the country that is cutting into gasoline demand.
San Francisco has the highest average price per gallon at $3.37. And Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the lowest average in the country at $1.77. Four people suffered minor injuries in a crash in southeast Wichita.
It happened around 9:30 Sunday morning at the intersection of Harry and Hillside after a pursuit by the Kansas Highway Patrol. A trooper began following the suspect, who was in a stolen vehicle at Kellogg and Washington. The suspect stopped at the QT on Hillside, then took off when the trooper approached. That suspect was traveling at a high rate of speed south on Hillside. The trooper called off the pursuit at Lincoln, but the suspect continued to Harry, where the person ran a red light and crashed into four vehicles. The intersection was shut down for a time as Wichita police and the KHP investigated. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Police are investigating a crash in South Wichita Sunday afternoon.
Police say an older man was heading eastbound when he went over a curb, ran through a retaining fence, and crashed into the Bank of America building near 31st Street South in Seneca. Wichita Police Sergeant Clayton Schuler says it doesn't look like there's any structural damage to the building. According to police, the man sustained minor injuries and say he was the only person inside the car during the incident. Police are still investigating the cause of the crash. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Former Vice President Joe Biden prepares for the first one-on-one debate with President Trump. Fox's Peter Ducey with more.
Biden has not hosted an event in a swing state since Wednesday as he braces for his first ever face-to-face debate with Donald Trump. Despite some shaky appearances on stage this cycle, the Biden brain trust remains confident. In mock debates, the role of Donald Trump is being played by former Obama White House General Counsel Bob Bauer, according to the Associated Press. Biden remains reluctant to make the fight over the open Supreme Court seat just about the court, hoping instead to steer discussion to health care.
Biden debates President Trump Tuesday night. That's tomorrow night. Increases in COVID-19 cases in several areas of the country are prompting concern as the Trump administration pushes for a vaccine by year's end.
Some states, such as Utah and Wisconsin, have reported record case numbers for a single day within the last week. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on CBS Face the Nation says the administration is working with the states to prevent another wave.
We're having ongoing discussions with our governors and mitigation risk. There will be an announcement on Monday as it looks at additional testing that the federal government will be providing to all the governors.
Meadows says it's hoped that the testing will provide some confidence to Americans to be able to safely go back to work and school as a vaccine is developed. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We were only able to squeeze out about 3/100ths of an inch of precipitation with a cold front that moved through yesterday. Behind it, it is going to be windy, cooler, and dry. Today's high 69 with northwest winds gusting as high as 40 miles per hour. Tonight's low 45, sunny and 71 on Tuesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, northwest wind at 9 miles per hour, 49 degrees. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Steve at 10 in the morning. You can listen to us online at knssradio.com and through the radio.com app. Or you can tell your smart speaker to play KNSS radio, and it'll do it for you. Wichita's number one talk, Steve and Ted, every morning right here on KNSS here on a Monday morning. September 28th, 2020, on this date in 1976, Muhammad Ali kept his World Heavyweight Boxing Championship with a close 15-round decision over Ken Norton at New York's Yankee Stadium. And Muhammad Ali, one thing I retain about Ken Norton, heck of a boxer, but, you know, Muhammad Ali had a terrific physique. Ken Norton actually had a very small waist and these huge shoulders and great muscle definition. I mean, he looked like a bodybuilder. And he went 15 rounds with Ali. Can you imagine? I can't imagine how tired one's arms get. I used to do two rounds with my brothers in the basement, and my arms would almost collapse doing 15 rounds. I'll tell you what, that is a feat if you've ever tried to do with something like that with gloves on. That's tough. Hockey fans can be an excitable bunch, especially when the Stanley Cup is on the line.
Sure can.
And police in Tampa, Florida found that out the hard way last week when they responded to a complaint from a neighbor about the people next door. Police say the neighbor reported hearing people shouting, "Shoot! Shoot!" So authorities showed up to see if there was something going on, like somebody being shot. There was. Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final between Tampa Bay and Dallas. Devon Garnett says he and two of his buds were watching, and they were urging their team to shoot the puck more. After talking to Garrett and his pals, police determined there was no crime involved. So some hockey fans got a little carried away there, hollering, "Shoot, shoot." I think that neighbor should have been a little brighter than that. I mean, you know, all fans
I don't know.
Get carried
this,
away.
This day and age?
Well. Yep, you gotta be careful, I guess.
I suppose.
6:37 here on this Monday morning. Let's go ahead and take a look at the commodities now. The KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Jed. Friday, the cattle complex closed negative and near the lows of the session. The feeder cattle scored new lows for the week on Friday. The cash cattle trade last week was higher and the movement was very good. The cattle and feed report Friday was negative as the placements were the largest for 2020 and the second largest for the August time period of the past 9 years. Now, lean hog futures had several contracts that closed positive with triple-digit gains on Friday. We saw the close October live cattle 45 lower, 107.57. October feeders down $1.95 at 140.32. And October hogs were $2.27 higher at 71.75. Most of the wheat, corn, and soybean futures made new lows for the week Friday. Only the wheat futures closed on the negative side. Now, last week, December Casey wheat lost 29 cents. December corn lost 13 cents. And November beans lost 41 cents for the week. Now, Wednesday is the quarterly grain stocks and small grain summary reports, along with the last trading session for the month of September and the third quarter. At the moment, December Casey wheat's 3¾ cents lower at 471.5. December corn down 2¼ at 363. And November soybeans 1½ higher at $10.04. November crude oil, 20 cents higher at 40.45. December gold down $1.80 at 1,864.50. December S&P, 42¾ points higher at 3,300. The December dollar index is 39 cents lower at $94.29. December Dow Jones futures up a whopping 358 points at 27,401. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
I'll tell you what, Tom, yesterday in Riverside, where I live in Wichita, we had some pretty doggone nice rain there for a little bit. Coming down pretty hard. We didn't get a lot, but for a little bit, it rained pretty well. Now, you're in Augusta in Butler County. What did you get any rain over there yesterday?
Yeah, matter of fact, we had a mist that hanged around for the biggest part of the morning. I was out aerating the yard and just got done, walked into the garage, and it cut loose and poured for about 5 minutes, and that's when that wind came up, too.
Yeah, it was a line of front was going through. And then, of course, some cooler temperatures behind that. And this morning, heck, we're not even 50 degrees. So it feels a lot like fall. And all yesterday afternoon, Shelly and I were saying, man, it looks like fall out there. The wind was blowing all day, and it was cool.
I think Mother Nature made it evident. It's official.
Yeah, I think so. It's a good day for chili, good day for some good old tater soup, some clam
chili. I had a chili dog over the weekend.
You did? You had a chili dog?
Yes. Yes.
Was it a good one? Was it a home deal or a simply?
Yeah, it's home deal. We was up in the Kansas City area visiting our oldest son, and We had lunch. We had chili dogs made.
Wow. Sounds great.
It was great.
All right. Good to have you back, and we'll talk to you tomorrow at 6:40 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Just a quick reminder that coming up 1 hour from now, we'll talk with Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple. It's Mondays with the Mayor. Going to talk about the city council looking at ways to target more economic development to help smaller businesses. That's one of the topics as we have, you know, Mondays with the Mayor coming up in just an hour from right now. 6:41 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for Don Grant, CFP, the Bunny Tracker. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.